Disarm PSU! Disarm PSU! Disarm PSU! We have a guest speaker. The family has asked to speak. Her name is Joanne Hardesty, and she's going to come up right now.
How wonderful to see so many people standing up for what is right, for what is fair, for what is just. Let there be no mistake. Jason is dead today because he was a black man picking up a weapon when police showed up. Do you think if he had been any other color, the police would have at least stopped to ask a question or two? It is not okay that black lives are being extinguished without outrage. We live in a city with a 6% black population, yet 54% of Portland's gang enforcement unit stops are of African Americans. Do the math. That makes no sense. Where is the outrage when our children are being targeted, arrested, prosecuted by all the government entities that are supposed to keep them safe? Today, TriMet has a $7.3 million contract with a private security firm to harass and target people who don't have $2.50. That is how incidents like Jason Washington happens. It happens because there's not enough outrage of this daily targeting of people with no power, no position, no opportunity. That's how we create these situations. How can people continue to die, yet no one did anything wrong? How did you shoot a man six times? Nine times. Because you know when you're shooting black people, you got to shoot them over and over and over again, because we're like, we got that superpower, right? I want to understand why there's not more outrage. I thank each and every one of you for showing up today, because it will take each and every one of us to over and over and over again say, no, not in my name. No, this is not acceptable. Not in my city. Not on my watch. This is not the way that you build a beloved community. It is absolutely true that Portland State University had the opportunity to listen to their students. They had the opportunity to listen to their faculty. They had the opportunity to listen to their community partners. And everybody said no. No weapons, no guns, not on campus. Weapons and students don't mix. We all said that. The only people that wanted to arm police on Portland State University campus was the Board of Trustees. That was the only people. The blood is on the hands of Portland State University Board of Trustees. They must stand up and be held accountable. They must. My heart absolutely breaks for this family and for every other family in Portland who has not received justice, because law enforcement acted quickly and killed people because they had a mental health issue or because they just ran up and just saw a black man picking up a gun and just decided he's got to be the criminal. This is not okay. We deserve better, and we can do better. It is our job, it is our job to hold this campus accountable. It is our job to hold this city accountable. It is our job to make sure that our leaders represent us, right? We have that opportunity. So I want to make sure that you are absolutely, you understand that unless we disarm Portland State University, please, this will be a recurring event. Do not be misled. This wasn't a one-off. Because there are way too many community members. Keep notice. Kendra James, Aaron Campbell, I could go on and on. I have cried with too many parents and too many siblings who've lost their loved ones. We must make this stop. No more, not in our name. We will not criminalize people for being homeless. It is a failure of our government, not a failure of the 4,000 people sleeping on the street. It is a failure of our government to provide affordable housing for everyone. We can do better. We must do better. No more. No more. No more. No more.
Say his name.